Nolte, Idiot Journalists See Cover-Up in White House Trying to Prevent Leaks. By John Nolte on September 26, 2019. The fake news media are accusing President Trump of a cover-up because, get this, the White House added a layer of security to prevent the president's phone calls with foreign leaders from being illegally leaked, again. Let's start with the most distrusted name in news. The whistleblower said White House officials intervened to lock down records of the call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, according to the complaint. The allegation here is a cover-up. Period. Full stop, CNN's Dana Bash says. pic.twitter.com/x7upqox. CNN Newsroom, at CNN Newsroom, September 26, 2019. But there's more and more and more and more. And there will be even more. Anyway, the basis for the media accusing Trump of a cover-up is the transcript of Trump's call with Ukrainian President Zelensky was, according to this phony whistleblower, placed in a computer system managed directly by the National Security Council Directorate for Intelligence Programs. This is a standalone computer system reserved for code word level intelligence information, such as covert action. But here's what the media doesn't want you to know. Later, in that phony whistleblower's report, the phony whistleblower admits, according to White House officials I spoke with, this was not the first time under this administration that a presidential transcript was placed into this code word level system solely for the purpose of protecting politically sensitive, rather than national security sensitive, information. Oh, so it was not only this conversation that the White House chose to add what is basically an extra layer of security to, there were others. Two things. Never in the history of the Republic have phone calls between a sitting American president and a foreign leader been illegally leaked by the corrupt intelligence community, IC, until now. Twice already, twice, some traitor in the corrupted IC has illegally leaked a phone call between our president and a foreign leader, and has done so purely for political purposes. Back in August of 2017, the far-left Washington Post published leaked transcripts of Trump's call with Mexico President Peña Nieto along with the transcript of a call between Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. The transcripts of these calls were not leaked due to any wrongdoing on Trump's part. They were leaked to try and embarrass the president. Question. Knowing this, does it not make sense that the White House would want to add an extra layer of security to the president's phone calls? And that was another obvious goal of the IC leaker. To cripple Trump's ability to do business with foreign leaders. Secondly, if past is prologue, it won't be long before we find out that Barry Obama did the exact same thing with some of his phone calls. It's all fake news, y'all. Already, we have had the far-left Washington Post publish a pile of fake news. Already, ABC News has published a pile of fake news. And now, an entire cover-up theory is based on this fake news. Trump just released the full, unredacted phone call and the full, unredacted whistleblower complaint. Where's the cover-up? After spending 3 years deliberately lying to us about Trump colluding with Russia, the media are now so desperate and incompetent. They are screaming impeach over a cover-up that doesn't require a special counsel to investigate. This time, they're screaming impeach over a cover-up that is debunked just a few sentences later in the phony whistleblower's own phony report. Anyway, let me again welcome you to Russian Collusion 2, even more fake newsier. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.